This is a CBC podcast.
Well, Canada's premiers were almost unanimous in their plan to deal with threats levied by the next president of the United States. The premiers and the prime minister met this week in Ottawa. Of course, Scott Moe was there. He also announced a plan to beef up border security. To break it all down, we're rejoined by this week's political panel. Murray Madrick writes a political column for the Regina Leader Post. We're also joined by Jeremy Symes, who covers the legislature for the Canadian Press. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning, buddy.
And good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
So, Jeremy, what was the overall message from the premiers and the prime minister out of their meeting in Ottawa?
Yeah, so they had their meeting in Ottawa this week, and almost all of them were there at the press conference there. But they had the ones that were there had this quote-unquote Team Canada approach that they are united in dealing with President-elect Donald Trump. So the premiers that were there, they all signed on to this statement, and that said, you know, they're going to continue to work on a range of measures to ensure a robust response to possible U.S. tariffs. And they're also going to look at possible supports for affected sectors and individuals. Now, the one premier that wasn't there for this press conference and who didn't sign onto this statement was Premier Danielle Smith of Alberta. She says while she had a constructive discussion with the premier, she doesn't agree with the idea of cutting off energy supply as a retaliatory measure. What was interesting is Premier Scott Moe of Saskatchewan, who has often been an opponent of Trudeau and the federal government, did sign on to this statement. And Moe has said, you know, even though he can have disagreements with Trudeau, there are times where, you know, people can work together, where provinces can work together. Now, this whole thing has kind of created a bit of friction right now between the premiers. You have Doug Ford of Ontario saying, you know, Canada should come first. You have Anthony Fury of Newfoundland and Labrador saying, you know, we shouldn't be showing all our cards by, you know, just saying we're not going to do something. And we had the prime minister yesterday saying he understands, you know, Premier Smith wanting to protect the oil and gas industry, but it looks like she's deciding to put Canada first, or not put Canada first.
And Murray, I see that you've taken off your Canada is not for sale Doug Ford collector's hat. Yes. We appreciate that for the chat.
Appreciate that.
What was your reaction?
Yeah.
What was your reaction to what we saw and what Jeremy had said there out of the premiers, including Danielle Smith, and maybe more specific to our listeners here in Saskatchewan, that Premier Moe and Smith seem to be not in agreement, at least publicly, on what to do about this Trump threat?
Well, I think one premier is being very thoughtful and the other premier is not. And the premier being very thoughtful is Premier Scott Moe. And I'm seeing something out of him in relation to this whole entire file that I haven't seen in a long time, and it's something that's very good. He's doing what he should be doing. He's putting Canada first. He's not popping off with political statements, which was the problem leading into the 2024 election, herky-jerky going, changing policies and everything else. We're seeing a thoughtful approach to this. I sympathize, like everybody else does, with Alberta's position on oil because it happens to be our position on oil too. We would be effective. But it's like Premier Fury said, like you cannot show your cards. You cannot say this is off the table because that best suits my local constituents and getting me reelected. It's not about that at this particular moment. Sometimes the best thing you can do is do things that don't help you get reelected down the road. Now, I get the issue, and I get how bungled this entire oil file has been up to and including the carbon tax that probably should have been stopped at some point or the other, as opposed to having increasing carbon tax rates every April 1st when we're in an inflationary period. There's lots of things that the federal government has done wrong, but that is separate from the external threat that we face right now. And I'm saddened that Danielle Smith and others that are supporting her don't get that bigger picture.
And Jeremy, speaking on the topic of maybe appeasing Trump or reacting to him, Scott Moe and the province are making some changes to border patrols. What's happening?
Right. So Premier Moe announced this week that the province of Saskatchewan is going to send 16 officers down to the Saskatchewan-U.S. border to patrol it. These officers are going to be, they're going to have a mobile command unit. They're going to have drones, snowmobiles, ATVs, and up to three planes at some point. They're going to be drawn from conservation, highway patrol, in the canine handler unit. Now, Mo says that if required, they could use 95 officers. They can mobilize 95 officers in case there's some unexpected issue with security, whether it's an influx of migrants or a lot of drug issues. Now, the premier says that the reason he's doing this is partly in response to Trump. Trump, when he first got elected, one of his issues he took was Canada's border. And he said Canada needed to do a better job of beefing up security at the border. And then after he said that, we saw Alberta come up with this border plan. The federal government has a border plan. Quebec has a border plan. And then Saskatchewan this week also announced its border plan. But it's also more than just what Trump says. This is what the premier is saying. He says we all have our own border issues. You know, we've seen a lot of news this week of a lot of illegal drugs coming up through the border. We've seen guns come up through the border from the United States. And Mo says, you know, this is an opportunity to really tackle those issues and make sure we get those drugs, get those guns before they end up in the hands of criminals or other folks using them.
Murray, you wrote a column about this. What's your take on this border plan from the premier?
I think Scott Moe got the direction right, and I wasn't initially sure that was the case, but this is both literally and figuratively. The problem is flowing north and not flowing south. Donald Trump, although he's well moved on from this position, initially said the justifications for the tariffs were related to U.S. customs not being able to protect us against whatever evils coming from Canada, be it immigrants, be it drugs, be it guns, etc. No, the problem is it's a problem flowing north in the border. And we've had tons of stories, whether it's drugs, immigration, people freezing in the middle of the night on the borders, and certainly guns. So like the issue here has always been about security, and maybe this is justification for his marshal service in certain levels, but Scott Moe and Justice Minister McLeod very much framed this on the need to protect Saskatchewan citizens, Canadian citizens, which is exactly their responsibility and what they should be doing. And so from that perspective, I'm actually kind of pleased with Scott Moe's approach.
And Murray did a great segue because he's a professional to what I was wanted to ask Jeremy about next. You did a story about that Marshal Service and their recruitment pitch to RCMP officers, and that's drawn a bit of controversy, Jeremy.
Yeah, for sure. So the Marshals, they are this new kind of police agency they're going to be operational this summer. The province says 17 to 20 officers and then hopefully 70 officers by 2026. Now, this was kind of a big issue when it was originally announced by the government because people were wondering, well, our critics were wondering, like, aren't you going to draw from RCMP? Aren't you going to draw from Mounties? And will that just really just shuffle the cards in terms of our overall policing complement in the province? So I spoke with Robert Cameron, the chief marshal, this week, just asking, you know, I was curious whether or not we are hiring any Saskatchewan Mounties, because that was one of the main concerns people have had. And the marshals did confirm that they have been interviewing some Saskatchewan Mounties for these positions. Doesn't seem like anyone's been hired yet, but we will see. And, you know, the National Police Federation, Brian Salve, the president, he says this is a case of I told you so in it, and the province robbing Peter to pay Paul. It just shows that this marshal service is just shuffling the deck, is drawing resources away and just moving them around. The Rob Cameron, the chief marshal, he says, you know, he's not going to wait into the politics of this. He's just going to continue to build this new service. That's what he's been hired to do. And the premier in the province has said, well, we have this marshal service. It's just another tool that we're using to help other police services. And we're going to hire more Mounties as well. So you're going to just see officers all around the board.
And Murray, this week we had the NDP hold a couple of news conferences. Earlier this week, Carla Beck had one about equalization, kind of calling out the provincial government. What are you going to do? Maybe anticipating a change at the federal level. And then just yesterday, we heard earlier in the show and in the news, Alina Young, the critic for the economy and jobs, coming out against the Bunge-Viterra merger, saying that the government has not put up much of a fight or any fight to stop this from happening, that different agricultural groups are against it, Competition Bureau has warned against it. What's your analysis of what the NDP has been up to this week?
Well, two complicated issues, meaning a life explanations needed. But I'll be quick on the equalization one. Nothing's going to happen because we have an incoming conservative government. We saw last time what happened when the SAS party supported equalization changes and we saw an incoming conservative government. They withdrew their lawsuit and Brad Wall said the issue is dead. Expect exactly the same thing to happen because equalization is big. It's complicated. We live in a big, complicated country. And when you start doing things that are going to hurt the maritime provinces, when you start doing things that are going to hurt Manitoba and Quebec, you can't have a good solution as a Canadian prime minister. So they'll do what Canadian prime ministers do and continue on with a program that's just too big to succeed. In terms of the deal related to this takeover of Viterra by Bungie, I think that that is a fascinating one from the perspective of the provincial government and Scott Moe and others not saying a thing about it. I don't get it because farmers don't like this deal or they have, at least they're nervous about it. There is a five-year clause that maintains head office jobs in Regina. There's about 200 in play. Problem being is that that's 5 years and we also saw what has happened to head offices elsewhere. It's been a long-standing policy or problem in Saskatchewan of losing head office jobs to Alberta. The Conservatives say it dates back to the oil days and Tommy Douglas, but it certainly goes back much further. Brad Wall, Roy Romano, Lauren Calvert, Grant Devine, all the premiers I've covered, Tommy Douglas, Walter Scott, all tried to bring in jobs, head office jobs from elsewhere and all have failed. And maybe that's why the premier is not saying anything. But what I don't really honestly get, it goes beyond head office jobs. This is hurting farmers or could potentially hurt farmers. And from that standpoint, I think we are owed an explanation from the provincial government as to at least what their position is on it. I don't buy the NDP position that it's a few donated dollars that are causing them to do this because of the lobbyist. But I do buy the NDP position that something weird is going on here.
Marie, thanks for your time today.
You betcha.
And Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.